My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about seven lessons from interviewing podcast guests. So this is something we've been doing over the last, I want to say 8-9 years or so. So we know a thing or two about interviewing people. So I'll start it off first. The first thing I would say when you're interviewing podcast guests is, at least for me, I love getting a window into how they think about things, right? And what that means is, tell me what's one thing that you are, what's the best resource that you consume recently? Could be an article, could be a podcast, could be a video, right? And why do you think it's the best? And so that at least gives me something when I'm interviewing. It gives, like, I for sure will learn something, right? And then the other thing I'll say too, trying to get a window into how they think, is what they would consider to be their best book, right? So I'm always looking for new book recommendations, but take advantage of the time you're spending with someone. You might be interviewing a best-selling author, a billionaire. You want to get a window into how they think so you can kind of take that, download it for yourself, and then use it in real life.
Well, I've also learned, and this would be the second lesson, is if you don't get them to give the meat and the potatoes of their experiences, I'm not just talking about like, oh, I learned this and you should have this mindset and there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about, hey, I tried this experiment and this happened. We did this sales tactic with an organization and why happened. So the more data, the more numbers that they can end up sharing, the more ups and downs that they can end up sharing, the good, the bad. I found that the interviews do way better and get more traffic than if they didn't share any data and stats and if they only shared the ups, because the reality is almost every business has ups and downs, or even people.
Yeah. One thing I do pre-show is I do ask about three things that they're passionate about. Sometimes they'll talk about their kids. They'll talk about their family. It's totally fine, right? And sometimes they'll talk about like kite surfing, but other times they'll talk about something interesting that I wouldn't have spotted necessarily by doing research. So A, like do a lot of research, but the other thing is find out what they're passionate about. And if it's, especially if it's work or marketing related, you can really dive in deep on that because they're passionate about it and just let them talk, right? So
lesson number four, go and do Google searches for any past interviews that they've been on, or even if it's text-based or audio, it doesn't matter. Look to see what they talked about and don't keep asking them the same things that other people ask them about. Try to come up with new stuff that they've never talked about, because that's going to be more interesting and it'll generate more traffic.
Yep. And those of you that are looking for maybe more clients or maybe more customers, I think what you can do too is at the very end of it, always ask, what's something I can do for you? What do you need right now? And oftentimes when I do that at the end, people are like, we need to hire a VP of marketing. That's always the ask. And sometimes I've actually made some good introductions there. And then, you know, sometimes they might ask back to you, like, what's something you need, right? And maybe you might have something in mind. Say, hey, by the way, Neil, so who runs content marketing at your company? Because we have ClickFlow, right? Like, by the way, could you make that intro for us? Because, you know, we have someone on our team that would like to get some feedback on our software. Cool. You know what? That person just spent 30 minutes, an hour with you. They're likely to make that intro, right? They're actually, as it's been very rare where the person hasn't done it because they commit to you on the call. So you can make that ask, right? But just make sure that, you know, you're trading, you're giving them something of value and then, you know, asking for a favor, but you don't want to make it like you ask them to be on your podcast. They spent time with you and then you ask them for something else, right? You want to make sure that you're balancing it out.
And number six, if you're going to interview people, try to interview people with followings. It'll just make your episodes or your content more popular because they're more likely to share it. So I would research people before you ask them to be on an interview or a podcast or a text-based interview or video. And the reason being is a lot of people don't mind sharing it. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't interview people who don't have large followings because they could have great information and I would highly recommend interviewing them. But if someone has great information and a social following, even better.
I would say also repurpose. So number seven is to repurpose. So for example, let's say this podcast, we're on video right now. Let's say I'm interviewing Neil. Well, what can happen is we can chop this up for YouTube. We can chop it up into smaller clips and we can post it to other channels as well. So make the most of what you have already and then pull out those helpful nuggets and then post it, right? And I've actually seen this do pretty well. When you think about valuetainment, that's a good example. Joe Rogan does this really well. What tends to not do as well, though, is for whatever reason, like these Zoom type of interviews, they don't do as well as like actually being there in person. So that is it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us grow, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.